Life is a journey. What's your story? Well, if you're wondering what the future holds, whether in personal life or in business, there's no better person to talk to as we enter into Small Business Week than Claudine Flay, a Gulfport resident who has now moved here not just as a snowbird, but full-time. She brings tarot to the corporate workplace, and she unleashes tuition and empowerment. Welcome, Claudine.
Thank you for having me. A pleasure being here.
Tell us a little bit about what tarot is and how businesses can use tarot in the workplace.
Sure, absolutely. So tarot is actually a very, very ancient tool. It holds its origins in the ancient Egyptian and Jewish traditions. And so I always tell people, you know you got something good on your hands when it has perdured through the test of the centuries, and that's exactly what it is. But to summarize it, how I use it with individuals and with businesses is as a tool for personal and business development.
And you're a tarot consultant and coach, and you have created experiences for 500 teams worldwide, including Apple, Amazon, Meta, Google, and EY. So, and you have an MBA. So tell us a little bit about your experiences with companies and things that you walk them through. How does it work?
Yeah, absolutely. So let me just back up because, a lot of people want to know, how did you get there? It's just such an unlikely marriage of having business and tarot together. So my background was with the Washington Times. I covered the Middle East, Latin America, and Europe. And then I moved in diplomacy with the Council of American Ambassadors, where I took delegations of U.S. ambassadors to meet with their foreign counterparts. And my most recent, what I call corporate stint, was as Director of Global Integration for the Entrepreneurs Organization. It's a membership-based organization, 14,000 members, all entrepreneurs that would have taken their business to 1 million. And my duty was to deliver the tool, the resources, and the networks that would take them to 15 million. So in those capacities, I was very privy to meet with people who were incredibly successful, whether it be in terms of financial success, whether it be in terms of reaching positions of success. And it became very apparent to me that it's not success that builds happiness. It's not success that builds a sense of fulfillment. And it became my quest from a very young age to sort of ask the question, how do I become the best version of myself? How do I lead my most fulfilling life? And how do I go and seek the tools, the mentorship, the knowledge from the ages in order to help me, but most importantly for me as an empath and sort of someone who sees my role as being of service, how can I help others? And that was the road that led to me to tarot, because essentially what I did is I went on this path of seeking tools of personal development, business development. I became a coach. I became a strategy facilitator. I followed all kinds of courses. And one day I came across tarot, and I like to say it was love at first card, because literally this little tool of 78 cards had embodied all of the ancient arts, esoteric sciences, coaching tools that all I had been learning for 20 years. And so I was in business, and I saw how business needed to bring elements of levity, gamification, but most importantly, because I started my business right around COVID, I saw the need for connections as people were going further and further apart, and teams no longer had the social time in order to build a fiber that builds the connection, that builds a team that likes to work together. There was a need to sort of how do I get to know my coworker? What can I anchor myself into in the similarities of path that then I can have a conversation about this later on and then build the fabric that literally makes me come close to this person, makes me enjoy working with them.
And so you have. Walk us through what people ask you when you're doing your online trainings.
So first of all, it's an experience. It's not a training. It's meant really to be fun. And there are different elements. One is to bring inspiration, motivation, but also I call it edutainment. Education, you learn something, and entertainment, you sort of go away with a smile, and that would be the feedback of most of the team leaders when they come in. They're like, I haven't seen smiles on my teams like this in years. And so what it is essentially is like you learn about the tool of tarot as a personal development, as a business development. Then you sort of like learn a little bit of the history. There is a presentation. I answer the two most often asked questions in tarot, namely, what is it and how does it work? Sort of like take all the woo-woo kind of thing out of it, because there is, we have to look at it straight up, you know, and as a person, and as a person of a business and as a skeptic, you know, one of the biggest skeptics, I do recognize this. So I like to sort of like bring, level things up and tell people, here is, this is going to be a tool. It's not going to be the answer to it all. But if you find yourself stuck for ideas, if you find yourself in the inertia, in the wheel of intellectual inertia that we all get caught up and we can't pull ourselves out, then tarot is that tool that you can bring to the table, because what happens as pictorial tools, right? They are pictures. They appeal to a different side of the brain that is going to make you come up with a different solution that you were up until then in the realm of intellectual and language. And that's what happened. That's where the secret is. So we answer those two questions. What is it? How does it work? Go over the woo-woo. And then everybody in the team gets like a little mini reading. And that's where the magic happens. Now, I have to say that, you know, as a former corporate director, I am very policies, P&P savvy, okay? And there is nothing that is going to embarrass anyone. It stays very professional. But what it aims at doing is sort of like showing the connection and the commonality that we have in our life paths, in our struggles, in our challenges, and in our successes. And that then becomes sort of like the commonality that builds the team.
You know, I think about AI and ChatGPT, and, you know, in small business, everybody's using social media and everybody's doing SWOTs. I think tapping into your intuition is an incredible, incredible tool for business success. Have you used tarot to kind of develop your own business success? Because you are very successful with this.
Yes, thank you. Yes, absolutely, because tarot actually has a spread. You know, we work with spreads. I mean, we do with the teams, we do three card readings, but there are also spreads that you pull out, and there's one that's called the Hero's Journey that I do a lot with entrepreneurs and small businesses. And essentially, this Hero's Journey is a series of 14 questions that are going to aim to answer the same questions that we do, that I used to do as a strategy summit facilitators. You know, you come with your VTO if you follow EUS, or the mission, vision, core values, and then your metrics and ROIs and that kind of thing. But you come at it from a very creative and innovative way. And that's where entrepreneurs and business people get stuck, because if you have success, you tend to want to hold on to it. And that's the biggest mistake that you can make, because all entrepreneurs are creative. And if you kill that creativity, then you sort of like stumble upon barriers that are self-built. You need something else to come and pull you out of there. Images, new ideas, new ways of looking at things, or, you know, I always say, like, tarot is sort of like a tool where it brings in your intuition and your intellect. I work with a lot of teams on, you know, after their strategy session. So during the whole day, they have a regular EUS or a regular strategy session, and then they bring in the tarot. And I say tarot is the perfect tool to develop what we call strategic foresight. What is that? It's the ability to bring along, reconnect with our intuition. We all know it. We all sense it. Why should we just sort of disregard it just because we have moved into the age of knowledge? It's the time to bring it back in. So connect with the intuition, and at the same time connect with the intellect, so that you can make the best decision to move your life and your business forward.
I couldn't say it better if I tried. I really have to say that I've known Claudine for a number of years, and as a journalist, I've written about her. She is probably one of the foremost business people I've ever met, and this is an incredible opportunity to talk about other tools that can be used. And intuition is a big deal. Fear. Tarot can help you identify your fears. And fear is a big stumbling block for anyone in business. Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. As a matter of fact, you know, tarot, like, very well said, but tarot is a major arcana. It's number 7. It's the Chariot. And in the evolution, you know, tarot is actually an evolutionary tool based on the 22 major arcanas that sort of like delineate the life cycle, the evolutionary life cycle that we all go through in life and how we overcome the stumbles. So major arcana 7 is the Chariot. It's the one that identifies that life must always move forward. We cannot sort of like stop moving forward. That's the nature of life. And there are characteristics that come with the chariot. In the value, in the emotional value, it's specifically the fear. We get caught up into the fear of change, the fear of what to come, the fear. And a lot of people will sort of like get caught up in that. You know, how does Tarot solve this and how do we solve this in age? We come with the value of courage. And courage is the ability to brandish the wands that we all possess, to turn around, to look at our fears and demons straight in the eye so that they dissipate and then we are then allowed to move forward.
I think that everyone would benefit from learning more about this. This is such a unique topic and such a timely topic in an era where fear and courage, resiliency and mental health and wellness are issues, whether you're in business, in the corporate world, starting a business. So Claudine, tell us a little bit about how we can be in touch with you and your website.
Yes, absolutely. So my website is called fungrouptarot.com. fungrouptarot.com. You can find me on LinkedIn under Claudine, and the last name is Flay, that's F as in Frank, L-E.
Claudine, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for helping us do Small Business Week in such a unique perspective and inspired. Thank you.
My pleasure, and best success to all.